August 13. Much faith, much peace. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 31:19. The more our faith fastens to Christ in perfect trust, the more peace we shall have. Faith will grow by exercise. God's rule is one day at a time. Day by day, do the work for each day as if you were conscious that you are working in the sight of the angels, cherubim and seraphim, and God in Christ. You are a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. 1 Corinthians 4:9. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. Living thus, the Holy Spirit helps our memory, sanctifies every faculty, and keeps us reminded of our daily and hourly dependence upon our Heavenly Father's care and unceasing love. This is the childlike spirit Jesus declared his disciples must have in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, trusting as a little child in God, their Heavenly Father. Then Satan's temptations are discerned and more easily resisted, for there is in the heart a constant drawing nigh to God. The feeling of self-sufficiency, which works the ruin of so many souls, does not have an atmosphere in which to flourish. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Here is a precious promise from one who believes every word he says. Then why are we fearful, distrustful, and unbelieving? Our time is the Lord's. Our talents are the Lord's. Then how can any individual feel that he can be independent, not subject to the Spirit of God? Independent of God's will, independent of God's providences and plans. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Isaiah 50:10. We are not safe in following the imaginations of our own hearts. We cannot be independent. Our only safety is in dependence on God, our Redeemer.